Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through... that came out weird. Praying you through the Bible day by day. All right. We are in Deuteronomy chapter 21 in the World English Bible, and this is kind of a long chapter, so I'm going to get right in there. If someone is found slain in the land which your God gives to you to possess, lying in the field, and it isn't known who has struck him, then your elders and your judges shall come out, and they shall measure to the cities which are around him who is slain. It shall be that the elders of the city, which is nearest to the slain man, shall take a heifer of the herd, which hasn't been worked with, and which is not drawn in the yoke. The elders of that city shall bring the heifer down to a valley with running water, which is neither plowed nor sown, and shall break the heifer's neck there in the valley. The priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near, for them Yahweh your God has chosen to minister to him, and to bless his name. According to their word shall every controversy and every assault be decided. All the elders of the city, which is nearest to the slain man, shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the valley. They shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Forgive God your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and don't allow innocent blood among your people Israel. The blood shall be forgiven them. So you shall put away the innocent blood from among you when you shall do that which is right in God's eyes. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and Yahweh your God delivers them into your hands, and you carry them away captive, and see among the captives a beautiful woman, and you are attracted to her and desire to take her as your wife, then you shall bring her home to your house. She shall shave her head and trim her nails. She shall take off the clothing of her captivity and shall remain in your house and bewail her father and mother a full month. After that, you shall go into her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. It shall be, if you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go where she desires. But you shall not sell her at all for money. You shall not deal with her as a slave, because you have humbled her. If a man has two wives, the one beloved and the other hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son is hers who is hated, then it shall be in the day that he causes his sons to inherit that which he has, that he may not give the son of the beloved the rights of the firstborn before the son of the hated, who is the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the hated, by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they chasten him, will not listen to them, then his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of the city and to the gate of his place. They shall tell the elders of his city, this is our son, stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. All of the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall remove the evil from among you. All Israel shall hear and fear. If a man has committed a sin worthy of death and he is put to death and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on the tree, but you shall surely bury him the same day. For he who is hanged on a tree is accursed of God. Don't defile your land, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm reminded of Ananias and Sapphira in the beginning of the church. And in those beginnings, things were very made clear about how we should act and how we should be. And here we see the beginnings of the nation of Israel, and we see this death penalty for those who are wayward and walk away from you. Lord, again, as I prayed yesterday, I don't understand it necessarily, but I trust you, and I will rest in living in the tension of not understanding it until I see you face to face. One of the things that really surprises me about this is this hyperlink to Jesus dying on the cross in this last bit of the scripture here, that even there, the scripture was fulfilled. Jesus, you were cursed by hanging on that tree, and your body was brought down, and you were buried on that very first day, just as scripture said. Lord, thank you for the harmony of scripture. Thank you for the fact that that you were, in light of this particular passage, you were the red heifer. You were the heifer who shed blood on behalf of something else. Lord, that heifer didn't deserve to be slain, but because there was bloodshed in the land, that heifer had to be slain so that there would be no guilt blood on top of Israel. And in the same way, Lord, you are that red heifer. You are the one who was cursed hanging on the tree. You are the one who has loved us well and has sacrificed for us and shown us what love looks like. And so, Lord, help us to read the Old Testament with a view of the New Testament. And thank you for saving us. I love you so much, Jesus, and I'm grateful for that. I pray this in your precious name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Carolyn Rice. She has written a Bible study called Loved by the Father, a woman's Bible study through John and 1 John. And in this particular study, you walk through the books of John and 1 John with Carolyn as she helps you pull out the truths of God's love for you and his affection. There you'll find some questions and journaling prompts that will help you grow closer to your Heavenly Father and realize that you are loved beyond measure. What a blessing. And if you're looking for a study this summer and into the fall, this would be a great one to pick up. You can find it at carolynsbooks.com. Carolyn is with a Y. It's carolynsbooks.com. And again, it's called Loved by the Father, a woman's Bible study through John and 1 John. Thanks, Carolyn, for supporting Pray Every Day. And if you want to support the podcast in a similar way, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter at marriedmuth.com.